This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris met Tuesday with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico City in her continuing effort to curb the surge of migrants to the southwestern U.S. border by bolstering economic conditions in Central America. Harris and López Obrador watched as aides signed a memorandum of understanding to establish a strategic partnership to cooperate on development programs in the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Tens of thousands of their citizens have left home to trek through Mexico and to try to get into the United States in recent months, with more than 178,000 migrants reaching the U.S. border in April, nearly half of those from Central America. Harris, on her first foreign trip as vice president, had a blunt message Monday for Latin America migrants as she visited Guatemala. Do not come. She said the U.S. was not afraid to enforce its immigration laws and stop people at the border. But U.S. President Joe Biden has allowed unaccompanied migrant children to stay in the United States, unlike former President Donald Trump, who expelled them. Responding to a shouted question from a reporter about whether Mexico was willing to increase its immigration enforcement, López Obrador said he and Harris will be touching on that subject, but always addressing the fundamental root causes of the surge in migrants. After meeting with López Obrador, Harris is talking with female entrepreneurs and holding a roundtable with labor workers. More than 800 suspects have been arrested, 32 tons of drugs seized, and $148 million confiscated in a massive global organized crime investigation around the world, law enforcement authorities said on Tuesday. More on that on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.